46. Hayden. It took nearly an hour to get the people and equipment in Senosa organized. There were close to 2,000 survivors in the settlement, and Hayden was sad to see a majority of them were adults. So many had brought their children north to Sanisco, thinking the walls and the closeness to Sheriff Duke would protect them. Instead, it had led to their deaths. They had managed to round up a few more large trucks, including a pair of gas tankers that had once delivered fuel from a nearby depot, which itself had gotten oil from the country's unused strategic reserves. It was hardly comfortable for people to go into the tanks. Even with a basic cleaning, the smell of gas was intense. But there was little choice. They couldn't afford to make the journey on foot. And at least, with guards on top, they could leave the hatches open. Despite the extra vehicles, they still wound up extremely crowded, every car, truck, and van heavily loaded with people, equipment, and excess tanks of fuel. There was nothing easy about the trip. The good news was that as long as the roads remained clear, it wouldn't be a long one. Hayden wanted to remain in the tank with the survivors to offer his personal presence and their support, but Rico had told him she needed to speak to him in private, and he knew if she had something she wanted to say in this environment, it had to be important. He decided he would ride in the Parabellum for the first leg of the trip, 4 hours on the move before a 30-minute pause to rest, relieve, and refuel. He made sure Rico joined him there, and of course, Max tagged along too, unwilling to distance himself too far from Hayden. "Any luck?" Hayden asked. He stood beside the command chair on the dropship's bridge, looking at the small display mounted there. Pyro was in the seat, overseeing Isaac as he increased his experience at the craft's controls. "Nothing so far," Pyro replied. "We're probably out of range."
"I would have expected Bronson to bring the chopper back towards Sanisco by now," Hayden said. "We aren't that far out."
"Maybe he got a look at the fighting on his way in and decided to head somewhere else. Back north?"
Hayden didn't want to think Bronson would run away from the fight, but he would never have expected the number of deputies who had headed to the bunker to cower.
"That's worrying. If he touched down anywhere, Craik could find him." He sighed. "The Iroquois' range is enough to get it closer, but maybe not close enough. It would depend on what Hansen has waiting for it."
"We have to control what we can control," Pyro said. "That's what you always said to me."
Hayden nodded.
"Paz, you're right. We have to stay the course. I'm floundering a bit right now."
"It's okay, Sheriff. You're a good man and a badass, but you're also human."
"I'll be up front. Anything out of the ordinary happens, don't hesitate."
"Roger, Sheriff."
Hayden took another deep breath, pushing it out. Too much downtime gave him too much time to relive the worst moment of his life over and over. He went forward to the seats in the bow of the ship where Rico was sitting alone. While Nathan and Caleb were still on the ground with Lucius, Drake, and Bennett, Jesse and Spot were offered a chance to get some sleep in the bunks on the third deck.
"Rico," Hayden said, coming up the aisle. "Mind if I sit?" he asked, pointing to the seat next to her.
"Sheriff, not at all."
She patted the seat. He slipped past her legs, coming down beside her. As soon as he hit the chair, he felt as though 1,000-kilogram weight dropped on top of him.
"You look exhausted," Rico said. "I got to rest while I was unconscious," he replied. "You look exhausted."
"I'll sleep second shift, and I'm relaxing right now, as much as I can anyway."
"You wanted to talk to me about something."
"Pause."
Rico lowered her voice.
"It's about Max."
Hayden glanced at the stairs leading down to the hold where Max had chosen to take residence. There was no sound coming from below, leaving him to wonder what the intellect was doing to occupy his time.
"What about him?"
"I'm concerned about its presence," she said, the words coming out carefully. "Especially considering what we're up against. A rogue Axon? That could be Vite, or it could be Max."
She lowered her voice a little more, leaning over.
"For all we know, Max might be Vite."
Hayden shook his head.
"No, that can't be possible."
"I've been thinking about this, Hayden. It's very possible. And even if Max isn't Veidt, it might be Hansen. You said you sent it through a portal back to the Axon homeworld 2 months ago, right?
That's right.
But then it turns up weeks later at the exact moment you're in trouble and saves your life? What are the odds of that?
On their own, not great. But Max came back to warn us about Veidt, same as Caleb did. Why would he save me from the Jaxcluth if he's Veidt or Hansen? The enemy wants me dead.
Do they? I'm not so sure.
How do you mean?
I'm just putting the pieces together. Craik tricked you into going north before making its move. It wanted you gone.
Why?
It killed thousands of others. Did it really believe it couldn't kill you?
I don't want to sound arrogant, but maybe it did. A lot of things have tried to kill me and failed. What if it calculated the risk and decided it was safer to put me somewhere else? We can't rule it out.
No, we can't. But do you agree the possibility exists?
Anything's possible, Rico. But I'm having a hard time buying the theory. Max helped me out a few months back. Why would he turn on me now?
Are you sure he was helping you out? You gave him Aurelia. Isn't that what Veidt is after? Control of the Ancients?
Hayden opened his mouth to rebuke her idea again, but the statement gave him pause. That was what Caleb said the rogue Axon wanted. He looked at Rico, the seed of doubt planted. He couldn't disregard what Max had done before helping him, and he couldn't ignore the fact that intellects were programmed to follow directives. Max was damaged, which made him different than the other Axon intellects, but he still didn't have a genuinely free will. If he were working for the Axon Council, they had every reason to want Veidt handled, and every reason to send Max back to Hayden to offer assistance. But if that were the case, then why Max and only Max? Why not send an army of intellects to help with the cause? Max! Hayden shouted.
What are you doing? Rico asked.
I want to know how he wound up back here in his own words.
How do you know they'll be honest words?
How do we know anyone is honest nowadays? Hyrie was playing multiple sides. You broke your loyalty to Proxima to come here to warn me.
I did not, Rico hissed. I came here to help Proxima and Earth.
Hayden flinched at the vitriol on her response. Sorry, Rico, you're right. Bear with me, will you? She nodded. Max! Hayden shouted again. The intellect appeared at the base of the stairs. You called, Sheriff? Come on up here. We need to talk. Max glided up the steps. Rico was right about one thing. It would be a challenge to tell if the intellect was lying or not. Without eyes, without facial features, the AI was impossible to read. You're concerned that I'm working for Veidt, Max said without prompting.
You are listening to our conversation? Rico asked.
I'm called an intellect for a reason, Max replied. I don't need to eavesdrop. The concern is logical and obvious. Ha ha ha. Ha ha. Is it also accurate? Hayden asked. Negation. I'm not serving Veidt.
Well, that clears that up, Rico said sarcastically.
How can we know you aren't lying, Max? Hayden asked. How do I know I can trust you? You trusted me once before. I didn't betray you. We're friends. And then you went back to the Axon Council and you admitted they screwed with your programming. Disagreement. I said they upgraded my data stack. It isn't the same thing. Ha 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 ha. What happened when you went home? I want to know everything. Max was silent and still long enough Hayden started to think he had shut down. Then the Axon shrugged. I told you earlier we had much to discuss. I understand time has been limited. I brought Sharath to the council as agreed. They took the Relia away to be destroyed and dismissed me. They didn't want to hear my report or my request. I was sent to the Forge for a data purge, including a full report of my time on Earth. The report was uploaded to the Axon Master Repository. I don't know if any of the council ever reviewed it. I took care of an ancient for them, and they couldn't even give me a thought, Hayden said, getting angry. You told me they would appreciate the effort. Affirmation. Disappointment. The council I knew would have, but that was many ends ago.
Things have changed, Sheriff. The war has taken a great toll on the organics. They have lost worlds. I believe that's why some like Crake have chosen to follow Veidt's path.
And what path are you following? Rico asked.
Decision. I delivered my report to the Forge. I was updated with the latest patches for my data store. The makers wanted to replace my cortex, to erase me. I'm a machine. I acknowledge that. I have few directives related to self-preservation. But those directives were activated when the makers rendered their judgment. So I ran.
You ran? Hayden said, surprised.
Affirmation. I fled the Forge, taking only the modulator I was able to capture during my escape to offer as a pledge to you, Sheriff.
Admission.
I can't act against the directives entered into my cortex by the makers. It is impossible. But fighting the hunger is among my primary directives. I'm able to assist you in this matter.
Because it aligns with the goals of the Axon Council.
Affirmation.
But you aren't acting on direct orders from the Council or from Veidt?
Negation. Consideration. It's impossible for me to prove my loyalty to you, or that I'm worthy of your trust outside of the experiences we've already shared. Reminder. I could have killed you, Sheriff, to kill Sharath. I chose not to. We're friends. Ha ha ha, ha ha.
Hayden looked at the intellect and then at Rico. Max was right. No matter how many times he had been tricked by trying to do the right thing, he still had to do the right thing because it was the right thing. Sometimes he would get screwed because of it, but he'd rather trust the Axon that called itself his friend than become suspicious of everything and everyone.
Pause that, Hayden said. He turned to Rico. You may or may not be satisfied, but it is what it is. Max is one of ours.
Rico nodded in reply.
Welcome to the team, Max.
Appreciation. Ha ha ha. Ha ha.